It's the Bell Talk Radio Network, and this is the Evan Solomon Show.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. So, how much do you like going to a doctor's office for everything? Lineups, taking off work. You know, you get your flu shot, you just go to the pharmacy now. Remember you had to go to the doctor for that? Now you just go to the pharmacy and boom, 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 get your flu shot, which I highly recommend. But the question is, should pharmacists prescribe more medication for minor ailments, for different illnesses? In my view, yeah. And in Nardine Nakla's view, a community pharmacist and a professor at the School of Pharmacy at the University of Waterloo, the answer is yes. And Nardine's on the line. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Evan. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, like across Canada, and people are listening across the country, there's different rules for what pharmacists can do in every province. What's the fundamental idea that pharmacists should be given more responsibility to take on some things that we currently might just go to our family doctor?
Yeah, that's right. So pharmacists have a long history of helping Canadians with their minor ailments and self-care concerns. And this is often and historically involved just managing these conditions with some of the over-the-counter medications we have. For example, ibuprofen or naproxen as painkillers for some things like menstrual cramps. The difference now is that, like you said, across many Canadian jurisdictions, pharmacists have also been given this authority to prescribe certain medications that were traditionally under the physician's control for these same ailments. So the hope is that this is going to enhance patients' access to both timely and quality health care. And like you said, there are different programs across the country, and there's no overarching national initiative for such ailments. So each province is really left to its own accord.
So give me an example of something that used to be the purview of a doctor and now is the purview of a pharmacist.
So, for example, in Ontario, we don't have this yet. It's coming. We're working on that right now. But, for example, in Saskatchewan, where this has been the case for a number of years, almost a decade now, let's go with the example of menstrual cramps. So historically, pharmacists could recommend an over-the-counter painkiller like an ibuprofen or naproxen, but they're capped at a certain dose, mm-hmm. a maximum for self-care. And so pharmacists who have prescriptive authority now in Saskatchewan, let's say, they can prescribe higher doses of certain painkillers, either the same ones, ibuprofen or naproxen, or even different medications for pain or even oral contraceptives, which could be used to manage things like menstrual cramps. And so that's what they're now allowed to do that traditionally they were not allowed to do.
And how far do you go? Like, what do you think pharmacists should be allowed to do?
Oh, I think they can do everything. No, obviously. I think there are many different conditions that we have established data out there to support pharmacists prescribing. So there is clinical outcomes data that's available in Canada that says pharmacists, you know, can adequately manage things like UTIs and prescribing and assessing for those and other things. For example, you know, cold sores. I think that the list is extensive, and I think hopefully with time and with gathering more and more outcomes data, we can kind of expand this list to include more things.
But, like, you know, some people say, okay, what about strep throat? Well, don't you need to get swabbed and checked? I mean, we've got a problem of overusing medication and antibiotics. Don't you think before we get prescriptions, just we need to get them tested? Is the pharmacy equipped for that kind of thing?
Certainly. And so strep throat is one of those more controversial topics as to whether a pharmacist should or should not be able to do it. I personally do not feel that pharmacists currently maybe are best equipped to manage some of the strep throat issues, but I do think there are other topics that, you know, other issues that are very common and they are taking up a lot of the physician's time that could be freed up to deal with more complex issues. So, for example, mild acne, again, the canker sores, cold sores, hemorrhoids, things like that, where I think pharmacists are really knowledgeable in the area, skilled at assessment and triage, and able to prescribe these medications.
So what would be the reason? Is it to alleviate pressure on the healthcare system?
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons, is to alleviate that pressure and divert people from that formal healthcare system to other types of care that are both still providing the quality, but perhaps could provide more timely access to it. We know that, you know, waiting times and actual access to a family physician continue to be a concern. And in 2013, there were like 15% of Canadians reported that they did not have a regular physician. So we know that's an issue, and we know that pharmacists are, you know, they're everywhere. And so you could easily access a pharmacist and a pharmacy, and a lot of times you don't need to make an appointment, and they have,
So how far could it go? Like, I mean, should there be, like now, you know, you sit down, you get your shot, your flu shot at the pharmacy, that's going to get your blood pressure taken at the pharmacy. Should there be a little room? Like, are pharmacists trained to do more? Are we only using, you know, like 40% of the capacity of a trained pharmacist, so they dispense medicine and get it right? They actually could do a lot more.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think pharmacists have the training and expertise in not only medication therapy, but in patient care and in triaging. And I think we can do more, and we should be doing more to relieve the stress on the system. And so how far can we go will really depend on what's needed and what patients are demanding and what we can prove to be useful to the system.
A lot of doctors are saying, yeah, be careful. Don't give away too much just to help the system, because it may be proved dangerous. And there are some doctors that are a little more cautious about this.
Yep, and I think, you know, there are certainly pharmacists and physicians who are kind of weary about a minor ailment service. And to those, I would say, you know, this isn't anything new, really. There are similar minor ailment models that have been piloted and implemented in other countries like Great Britain, and it's been 2 decades now. We've done this well across other provinces in Canada, and so we can really learn from them and work to refine our processes so we work better collaboratively with the physicians, with the ultimate goal of enhancing patient outcomes.
Some doctors, and I've read this in a number of articles, they say, look, pharmacists are great at a lot of things. They're not great at diagnosis. That's not what they're trained to do like a doctor. So let's not let them diagnose. What do you say to that?
So what I say to that is the basis of any minor ailment program is a patient's self-diagnosis. So most of these conditions, a patient can more or less adequately self-diagnose, and then the pharmacist's role in that case would be to confirm that patient's diagnosis, or to say, oh, you know what, I don't think they're aligned or they're consistent with what we can do here, and you need to go see a physician or another appropriate healthcare provider. So that would be my response, is most of these are based on programs where the ailment itself is something that a patient can readily self-diagnose, and then the pharmacist can just determine if that is appropriate or not.
Pharmacists doing a lot more medicine. I think it's a fascinating idea. I'm going to throw it open to our calls at 1-855-633-1010, 1-855-633-1010, or text me at 71010. Nardine Nakla, community pharmacist and professor at the School of Pharmacy at University of Waterloo, is saying, yeah, you're not using nearly the capacity. We can save money. We can alleviate pressure on the healthcare system. We can make it more convenient. We need to use pharmacies and pharmacist skill level more efficiently. But would you be comfortable getting prescriptions from your pharmacist? How far should this go?